is a lie that a lot of people believe, that if you really celebrate your successes, you're not being humble. As Christians, we are buying into that lie. Let's dig in. Hey, I'm so glad you're here. This is Coach Francine with Calling Over Comfort. Calling Over Comfort is a place where you're going to be challenged to pursue all that God has for you. I pray that every time you come here, you are encouraged, you're empowered, you're inspired, and you are challenged to press outside that comfort zone. I mean, press against that barrier that screams, but I want to stay comfortable. No, you want to dream audacious goals with God. You want to dream audacious dreams, dreams that, well, frankly, scare you. That's what I'm hoping for. And I pray that every time you come back, this is what you will find an encouragement to do. These are usually short, fast, powerful, fun, and authentic messages. And so I want you to subscribe. I want you to join in. And if you hear something that empowers you or you want to give me some feedback, I want you to email us at helloconsumed@gmail.com. Email me. Let me know what you heard and what you liked, and tell me a little bit about your story. All right, let's get into the podcast. One of my favorite Christmas memories is my little niece. She was probably no more than about 7 or 8 years old, and I had given her a gift, and they were little mini binoculars. And when she opened up the gift, she says, "Oh my goodness," she was so excited. Her whole body, I want you to imagine, her whole body was a part of this exclamation. "Oh my goodness, this is what I've always wanted." And, you know, eyes squeezed, hands, you know, just clenched and just so excited. And then she looked over at her mom. She goes, "What are they?" And we all just busted out laughing. And here's the thing. She wasn't being nice. Do you know what she was excited about? Even though she didn't know what they did or what it was, she was excited about getting a gift. She had no problem expressing her excitement. I loved it. Why did I love it? Because it was so fun to buy her things because she had no problem expressing her gratitude. One of the things that I notice as a coach when I'm working with my clients is I always ask the first question, what are your wins from this week? What are your wins from since the last time we talked? And do you know that's the hardest question I ask them? And it makes me realize that for 2 full weeks, they have been rocking and firing their business and not pausing to celebrate their wins. Their wins are not in the forefront of their mind. What? What? Now, I can give you all the biblical reasons why gratitude is so important. I can give you all the neurological reasons why when we are grateful, how the dopamine hits and how important it is. But I want to tap into a lie that somehow it is not being humble to pause and celebrate what is going on in your life. I think people are trying so hard not to brag on themselves to the point where they are not celebrating their wins. Y'all, can I get vulnerable for a moment? Maybe expose myself a little bit? Man, if I make my bed, which I try to do every day, the truth, I even go back and look at it because I love looking at a finished job. When I finish creating a graphic or creating an awesome post, I will go back and look at it and be excited about what God did through me. You see, it's a privilege to be a child of God. It is a privilege to have all the gifts and tools and all the things that God is allowing us to journey with Him. And there is absolutely nothing wrong with celebrating what you get to be a part of. I want you to celebrate. I want you to recognize that it is a powerful thing to do and to be and to have the things that you have. And it is important to celebrate it, just like I loved giving gifts to my niece because she celebrated the gifts. God wants you to celebrate what He has given you, what He has endowed inside of you, what He has treasured and given you the ability to use. He wants you to celebrate. Nothing is more disheartening than to give a gift, to bestow a moment with someone, an experience for someone, and for them to take it lightheartedly. God has given you so much. What is it? Can you in this moment take a pause from whatever you're doing and go, God? Well, first of all, can I tell you, if that's been you, repent. Tell God, I am so sorry. Maybe you believe that lie that celebrating the works that you've done has been a sin somehow. Maybe, I don't know, that it's not expressing humility. No, it's just the opposite. When I celebrate the things I get to be a part of, I am glorifying God because I recognize full well I could not do a single thing I'm doing. A single thing, not a single thing I'm doing without Him. He gave me my gifts. He gave me my resources. He literally gave me my life. He saved me from the uttermost. And as we celebrate Christmas in this Christmas season, I want you to recognize that we are celebrating Jesus, God Himself, the Son of God, coming down to this earth as a little vulnerable baby for us to redeem us and to bring the Holy Spirit so that we can accomplish much in the world. God wants to partner with us in this world, and there's so much to do, you guys. But we will not last very long if we don't learn to be grateful, if we don't learn to celebrate our wins, if we don't learn to celebrate, to put our wins in the forefront every day. Start in the morning with some gratitude before you even open your eyes or put your feet on the ground. Thank you, Lord, for this day. Thank you for everything you have on my calendar. Thank you for the things that I get to accomplish for your glory. Help me to resonate you. Help me to bring people closer to you, to know you through what I do. Help me to be excellent. It's so important. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for my job. I'm thankful. What is it? What is it? And then when you accomplish something, when it just something lands right, small or large, it doesn't matter. Celebrate it. Take a moment. Give yourself a pat on the back. Applaud yourself. It's important. It's important. So, would you do that? And if you do it, I would love for you to email me at coachfranceneivy@gmail.com. What are you celebrating? What are you celebrating today? I would love to hear it. All right. You guys have a merry, merry Christmas. If you're listening to this later, it's because it's Christmas Eve day. It's not even the evening yet, but we are getting ready to celebrate Christmas and celebrate a Savior who loved us so much that He came, died, and resurrected for us. We'll see you soon. Did you know in 6 months you could radically change your life? Yeah. 6 months of dedicated work. We have a coaching program called the Impact Coaching Program, and we believe you can have it all. We believe you can reach your goals, succeed, and build a life you love, and not at the expense of your family, nor at the consequence of your walk with faith. We believe as a unapologetically faith-based coaching program that you can have a deeper walk with Christ, stronger relationships, and still succeed in your business. That's what we're dedicated to. And it's personal one-to-one coaching, excellence, and it is biblically based. We would love to offer a free coaching call with you. If you would like that, just to kind of delve into something that you might be struggling with, just an hour with a coach. If it feels like a good fit, great, we can share our program with you. If not, no big deal. We would love to hear your story and we'll give you as much value as we can in that call. So go to our website at consumedcoaching.com and schedule a free call with us. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. I am so excited and so blessed and honored to have you along on this podcast journey with me. Also, I just remind you to like, subscribe, and if you would you leave a review? Would you let us know how we're doing and how it's blessing you? And one thing that would super bless me is if you would share our podcast out on your social media. Let somebody know about us. Let us keep growing so that we encourage more people to step out of their comfort zone and do what God's calling them to do. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time right here at Calling Over Comfort.